Hey everybody, welcome to March 18th. We talk an awful lot during Pray Today about thanking God. We also talk a lot about 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which says, pray continually. The next verse is, give thanks in all circumstances. So we're working on praying continually as the body of Christ this year, and something in the midst of that that we're working on is that next verse, giving thanks in all circumstances. You know, one of the hardest circumstances to give God thanks in is difficult circumstances, when we're going through the mud spiritually and in our lives. But as we think about going through tough times, I think it's so important that we get to the point that our perspective changes, that we don't just focus on the problem, but we focus on what God can do through it. Not focusing so much on the why, but you may have heard it said, focusing more on the what. What can God do with that? I think going through tough times can do several important things for us, but I just want to real quickly share three. First of all, going through tough times should, as believers, encourage us or push us to lean into God. And in doing so, that will encourage us to trust God. So there is great spiritual growth that can come as we lean into God and choose to trust God even in the midst of uncertainty and difficult circumstances. But something else that I've noticed for my own life is through going through painful times and challenges and trials and tribulations, we have a wonderful opportunity through those things to grow in our Christian relationships. I think back over the last 10 or 12 years that my wife and I have gone through, it seems like a never-ending series of hurts and challenges with a wide range of sources. But I also look at some of the friendships that have grown exponentially through it, the friends that we have developed through it, the relatives that we have grown closer to. But specifically, God has used the challenges in my life to grow my marriage. I was reading a quote just today that says, let me read it to you. It says, the couples who are meant to be are the ones who go through everything that is meant to tear them apart and come out even stronger. That is representative of my marriage, and I look at the growth that God has brought in my relationship with my wife over the last decade and more, and I would go to the point of saying the majority of that growth would not have happened had we not gone through difficulties. So I want to encourage you with that today. As we go to prayer and knowing that so many of us are going through different things, but nonetheless things that are painful, relationships that are broken, job difficulties, financial difficulties, relational difficulties, whatever it is today that you're going through, would you with me give thanks to God? Would you dare give thanks to God for even the difficult circumstances? Let's go to Him about that right now. Jesus, you said that we would have trouble. You said that this world would not be perfect. We know that it will not be until you come back and you renew all things. In the meantime, we have hurt, we have pain. And it's so easy for us to get downtrodden and for us to focus on the problem and not focus on what you could do through the problem. God, thank you for those who can say they've seen you do wonderful things through the midst of challenges. But Lord, for those of us who are in the midst of the deepest part of challenges and difficulties and trials, would you just lighten our heart, lighten our load, and remind us through the power of your Holy Spirit that you call us to lean into you. May we rest upon your shoulder. As Psalm 91 says, may we rest under the protection or the shelter of your wings. God, thank you for difficulties that grow us in our relationship with you. Thank you for difficulties that grow us in relationship with other believers. And Lord, we know that you don't allow us to go through anything without you having a plan for good to come out of it. We thank you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.